Dave, I guess first and foremost, how has this transition been since it was officially announced you would be taking over the program, taking over the team from your dad?
Hey, Nick, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, the transition here has been fantastic. I'm still pinching myself and very humbled about the opportunity and filled with excitement and anxiousness. You know, I'm sitting here in the office looking at about a foot of snow, but you know, we know that we're about 10 days away, hopefully, to be able to get down to Virginia and open up the season. The guys have been working really hard, and we're getting a lot accomplished indoors here. We have a couple scrimmages scheduled for the coming week before we head down. So really happy with the progress that we've made and getting to know the guys a lot more on a personal level. And, you know, can't wait to get things started.
When it comes to the transition from one Valicente to another, I feel like there is that familiarity and whatnot, but I also feel like your dad is kind of the person who is more than happy to guide you, but also kind of wants you to just take over the reins and do things your way, under your style, under your culture, and under your principles.
No question. Almost to the extremes, you know, everything has been, you know, he's really stepped back and let us do our thing, which I had no, you know, thought in my mind that it would be any issues in terms of coming in and him changing his philosophies and that sort of thing. But it's been really neat for us to be able to work together, bounce ideas off each other. And he's really taken a back seat and enjoyed that aspect, not have to worry about the team management piece and a lot of the little things. You know, it's been really, really special for our new staff and a couple of the old guys. We've got a really good dynamic and, you know, a lot of energy that we're bringing every day.
We're chatting with David Valicente, head coach of the Ithaca College baseball team here on BTL. We've been around this area our entire lives, you and I, and we know what goes into practicing indoors during the baseball season. I'm kind of curious how you handle that. How you essentially dictate what your players work on and focus on, as let's face it, a lot of the time is spent indoors up to this point.
I think that you know, practicing indoors is all about preparation.
Yeah.
And I really hold a high value to preparing for practice, taking the time to meet about it, talk about it, plan. We do individualized and specific practice plans every day. You know, we discuss what we want to cover, what needs work. We script out what we are looking to have our pitchers be around pitch count wise and get them in a specific pitch count range before we head down south to our first game. So we're really pretty strategic in how we organize practices and, you know, getting to learn the space and the new facility and different teams running around and how things work here. It took a couple of days, but we're feeling more comfortable. I went from having a very small facility where you have to be really creative and get a lot done in short amount of time and small space to, you know, big indoor facility that you can do pretty much anything that you can imagine aside from play a live game. So, you know, it's been really good to transition here and have the resources that we have here from a developmental side of things. You know, that really opens a lot of doors for our players and the development.
Obviously, when you practice indoors, there's always so much going on at the same time. But have you been able to find something that you've been the happiest with, whether it's the arms, whether it's the bats, defense? I mean, anything and everything obviously goes on indoors. But is there one aspect that up to this point you've been really, really happy with when it comes to the guys practicing?
You know, yeah, I mean, there's certain things, and that's baseball, as you know. You could look really good one day, and then things could be off the next day. And
yeah.
We have some guys that had varsity experience last year that helped the team, you know, in their successful seasons. And we have guys that are still proving themselves and trying to earn spots. And, you know, a couple of our arms have looked good. You know, some pitchers that didn't get a lot of time last year but have had successful summer seasons and have trained to put themselves in a good position to be successful this year. And we have some guys in the lineup that I think are going to really help us and, you know, will create a little bit more pressure as we're playing, you know, some of the better teams in our conference and as we play our conference games as well. But I think it's all coming together. you know, and the guys have a unified vision and, you know, really excited about getting the season underway.
David Valicenti, our guest here on BTL, Ithaca College Baseball head coach. Obviously, a lot of top bats have graduated from a season ago, like the Little Brothers, Adam Gallagher, Matt Carey. A couple of arms have graduated as well. But one bat who is back is Buzz Shirley, who was a senior this year. I mean, he just tore through the league offensively in his junior campaign. How do you plan to use him this season, and how has he been doing so far leading up to the 2020 season?
Buzz has been doing very well. He and I have a unique relationship. Yeah. Actually, I was fortunate enough to let Dad use him for their team last year. He recruited Buzz and played for me at Wells for 2 years, and we developed a good relationship there, and he helped us win quite a few ball games, not only on the mound, but also at first base. And he emerged as a top player for us. And his transition over to Ithaca was good for him, you know, as a person and academic focus and interest. But he ended up having a really good year last year playing first base. And he's going to continue to be a guy in the middle of our order that will continue to have competitive ABs, and we're also going to utilize him on the mound as well from the pitching side of things. So need to be strategic in how we preserve him and keep him healthy, but also, you know, going to lean on him quite a bit, which I think he'll be able to take.
Another player who is back is Tom Cosentino, who was a very, very good pitcher, was really one of the better pitchers in the Empire 8. What kind of expectations do you have for him? What's the ceiling like?
He's definitely going to be a guy we lean on this year in the starter role. You know, he's a senior that's really embraced, you know, his past year and what his vision is for this year. You know, he works his tail off and leads by example. He's one of our captains this year, along with Buzz Shirley. And I think that he's really motivated to get things going this year and going to be a guy that we look to carry us, you know, definitely during the season and conference play.
Is there a new face or a new name that's really impressed you up to this point?
You know, there's a lot of guys that are standing out. Yeah. Players, and they're all new faces and names to me.
Right.
You know, I'm still getting to know all the guys, and you know, it's challenging in at our level, Division III level. We spend 16 days with them in the fall, and then we can't spend a ton of time with them, you know, from that point up until winter break, and then they get back in the spring semester. Now we're with them every day. So we're really getting to know them more, you know, personally and from an athletic side of things. And, you know, there's been guys that have really impressed me and other guys that need some motivation. And that, I mean, that's just the nature of what we do and how we try and motivate and coach. But, you know, every day we're evaluating and hoping for guys to step up and prove themselves. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
David Valicenti, our guest here on BTL, head coach of Ithaca College Baseball. The Bombers starting the season up in 10 days, making the trip down to Virginia Beach. First home game, of course, isn't until the end of March, as per usual. But you alluded to it earlier. Everything is so new to you, including the Liberty League. How familiar are you with the conference, and what are you kind of expecting out there when you take on Liberty League opponents?
The conference structure is different. You know, there'll be more Liberty League games, you know, with 10 teams in the conference, and there's two playoff weekends.
Right.
You know, so we have upwards of 21 conference baseball games that we can play, which is over half of our season. And we'll start in late March, and it'll go all the way into May. So it's a pretty heavy, heavy-weighted conference. And it's, you know, it's a high academic league that the teams are going to be competitive. You know, I know and see a lot of them out recruiting and a lot of them had successful seasons. So I'm interested to see, you know, how things unfold this year. But I think it'll definitely be an improvement for the Bombers to be in the league and to be able to compete.
During your time at Wells, you were used to playing teams within the NEAC. Do you feel like the talent level is probably a little bit bigger and different in the Liberty League?
You know, yes, in the NEAC, there. A lot of the programs are, you know, they have successful teams and they have, you know, teams that are going through building years. You know, between the NEAC and the Empire 8 and the Liberty League, those are all teams that have teams in the New York region that we played. We played a lot of the Empire 8 teams at Wells and, you know, played against Dad and some of the other top contenders in the Empire 8. you know, but the Liberty League, we didn't have a whole lot of experience, you know, when I was in the NEAC. But there's a couple teams in the NEAC that, you know, were very competitive, that had a couple professional signings. And, you know, really, there's just good baseball everywhere. It's just timing and who teams have returning, you know, in terms of their veterans and how they match up. So, really, doesn't matter who we're playing. Still 90 feet to first base and 60 feet to from pitcher's mound to home. So playing against the game and trying to do things the right way ultimately will help us, you know, in the long run.
And David, before I let you go, I'm kind of curious what kind of style of play we're going to see from your guys this season. Are we going to see a small ball mentality? Are we going to see a big bat approach? What can we expect to see when your team takes the field?
You know, what you can expect is hopefully a hard-nosed baseball team that plays good, clean, quality baseball. Yeah. You know, I'm looking for guys that are going to catch the ball, throw the ball accurately, put the ball in play. You know, home runs are going to happen. You know, small ball is going to happen. I'm big on, you know, the analytics side of things and strategically doing certain situations and weighing our options. But it really depends on the situation, the time of the game. But for us to have the skill set to do all of it, I think will, you know, really help us in the long run. And, you know, ultimately, I want the guys to play hard and control what they can control, represent the program in a positive way, and emerge as a top contender in the conference.
That's great. Hey, David, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for stopping by. Can't wait to see what you and the guys do this season. And we'll definitely be talking to you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Give my best to the boys in the studio.
We'll do. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.